The Gospel of St. Luke is trying to purvey to a wider the audience than the quote-unquote chosen people or the Jewish people, huh? Because the Lucan community was composed of both Gentiles as well as Jews. So the Gospel of St. Luke tells us that Jesus saved people not because they were Jewish or because they were somehow chosen. He saved them because of their faith. Just like in the gospel reading today, 10 lepers were healed, but only one returned. And St. Luke was very adamant, and he said he was a Samaritan. Someone who would look down, cast out, ignored, and often pushed out by the rest of the Jewish community. Oh, at like, oh yeah, you're not pure like us. You're not like chosen like us, or like you, quote unquote, like Harry Potter term, a muggle, you know? Like, how dare you look at this? But Jesus said, your faith has saved you. It's boggle our mind, just like it boggle the hearer's mind in the Lucan community. It is our faith that saved us. Which lead me toward the first reading from the Book of Wisdom today. We hear that wisdom is beyond any earthly, political, or social wisdom. It's the wisdom that comes from God. And everyone is being judged by this divine wisdom, even the rulers. No one escaped God's impartiality. He is just, he is fair, and he sees not only what we can say on the outside, but he sees the intentions of our heart. And that's why it's important for us to not be like a politician that lie to other people, meet them with sweet words or say things that are popular or will give us some type of advantage, but to speak the truth, because the truth leads us to what it means to be wise. What does it mean to grab onto this transcendental, eternal, and life-giving value, the truth that comes from God. And speaking about the truth, today we celebrate St. Albert the Great. He was the one who bridged philosophy and theology together. He shows us that we as Catholics are not people who deny science or the truth, right? Because science ultimately lead us toward this eternal truth. Philosophy, philosophia, the love of wisdom. So science or reason lead us toward deeper faith. Fides et ratio, faith and reason, help us to seek God, to love God, and to know him even more. And we know St. Albert the Great and the impact he did, not only with his wonderful writings, but also with a disciple that followed him and became a Dominican because of him, Thomas Aquinas. Thomas Aquinas was a disciple of Albert the Great. And Thomas Aquinas wrote the Summa Theologica, and he wrote many works in defense of the faith. And he tried to make sense of the faith in very human and very philosophical terms to help people understand that we're not just somehow accused of, like, oh yeah, these ignorant Christians who are superstitious, who don't know what they're doing. No, our faith is rational. Our faith can make sense. Our faith lead us to deeper wisdom and deeper understanding, because the wisdom that we found in God is this eternal, everlasting, never changing and life-giving wisdom. So today, as we celebrate St. Albert the Great, we recognize within our own self too the invitation and the desire to know our faith more and to learn how to creatively share our faith so that other people do not just accuse us of religiosity or things as if, like, oh yeah, believing is somehow a superstition. It's not. Learn to defend our faith. Learn to love our faith. Learn to put our faith into words so that we can lead other people toward this deeper understanding, a deeper faith, And a deeper appreciation of God, never changing truth, the wisdom that comes from Him, the wisdom that gives life.